9.
Wait a minute.
9 and a half.
Thanks. 99 and a half. WLOL. 2 degrees below zero. Here's Scott Combs in traffic. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, guys.
We set everybody straight on the actual information regarding the snow emergency in St. Paul.
The St. Paul snow emergency.
The newspaper is wrong.
Seriously.
You didn't know that either?
I didn't have a chance to look it over real hard yet. Well, what have you got?
Well, see, the thing is, it's an odd day. So yeah. It should be north-south streets beginning at 8 a.m.
Sure,
but
that
the
makes
front,
sense.
Front page of the Pioneer Press says east-west today. That is wrong.
Okay, we will make adjustments concerning, make a few phone calls.
You know what we could do is we could just give out Souchere and Coleman's and Ricey's home number and let people just call and ask them all morning.
Hey? Hey?
No, I'd show up in the commercial.
Souchere would think this is funny. And you could tell because he'd laugh. He'd go,
You know, you can get that laugh out of just about any Souchere in town. I think it's genetic.
That's true.
I'm going to get a phone call on that.
I don't care. From which one?
Probably the guy at BI.
Is he still there?
Soosh, you bet. You bet.
I love the way you... Remember,
Mike?
Yeah.
He
used to run around, remember when he used to run from class to class with his phone book so he could kind of see up over the desk?
I remember playing him in IM basketball during the year.
He could sit on a dime and swing his legs. That's how short he was. Where were we here, Scott? You're into traffic.
I was going to do traffic, throwing caution to the wind here. This traffic update brought to you by Walzer Automotive. Real heavy traffic up north already. 694 westbound, central to the river. Heavy in 25 miles per hour. It's a 7-minute trip through that area, and you can expect it to back up a little more yet. 35W southbound, Highway 36 to downtown Minneapolis. Moderate to moderately heavy, but holding up pretty well close to the posted speeds. There's a spin-out accident, 94 eastbound at Nicollet. Off to the right shoulder, but it's right near that ramp to go 35W southbound. State Patrol's been on the scene. They've ordered a tow truck to help the lady out there. Use some caution in the area. Traffic levels are building but moving at the posted speeds. Look for the Walzer Auto Angel on the expressway, offering free emergency road assistance to the driving public. The Walzer Auto Angel, just another industry first from Walzer Automotive, where caring's a family tradition guaranteed. Scott Combs, Metro Traffic, blah, blah, blah.
Walzer is also a big sponsor of the...
Of what?
The March of Dimes Sports Banquet.
Ooh.
Which is tonight at the Hyatt.
Oh, okay.
What a neat deal, yeah.
Speaking of events, let's mention... Oh, Scott, I'm sorry. I don't need to tie you up, Scott. Bertie and Roger and I are all participating in the Midwinter Gala for Cystic Fibrosis.
Yes. Oh, what a neat deal.
The weekend of... it's the day of February 6th. Is that right? Saturday, February 6th?
Yes.
And that's also at the Hyatt. That's what made me think of that.
Oh, yeah.
Natalie Cole is performing.
You know, a friend of mine will probably be there.
Who's that?
His name's Chris Wells, and what he suffers from cystic fibrosis.
But he goes to the events as a supporter?
You bet. He gets out to all those things. Chris, gosh, how old is he now? He's got to be almost out of college. And that's pretty amazing for cystic fibrosis sufferers.
Well, if you talk to him between now and then, make sure that he comes up and says hello.
Maybe I'll give him a call.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We also have to...
By the way, wait, let me say the tickets for that are $30 for the whole evening.
Uh-huh.
But when you spend $30 on the ticket, I think that's, you know, if you care, it's tax deductible. If you don't, it's all going to CF anyway.
Good.
And it's the Midwinter Gala. You can get those tickets at Dayton's, but please, by all means, get them in advance. Okay?
Okay.
All right. What were you going
to
say?
We have to sign these Heinz and Berglund and Roger 2 T-shirts for Cam and Darren Nelson, who bought them for $50 last night at Minnesota Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse fundraiser at Rupert's.
Were you there?
Yes.
Oh, hold it.
Stephen and Anita Jordan and Chris Dolman and Darren and Cam bought these shirts.
Hold it. What was this, a station deal or?
Not really.
But you're just hanging out there these days.
No.
Bob's hanging out at Rupert's these days.
No, that's what I hear.
I haven't been there since last March.
That was when it was amaretto night. Whoa!
So Cam said, would you sign these? And I said, of course we will. We'll sign them and send them back. And thanks for $50.
How many are there?
From the Nelsons. There are two of them.
Okay, wait a second. Hmm. How did you happen to end up at this deal?
Laurie's roommate, Patty, works with him.
With?
The Minnesota Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse.
Oh.
Lou Braun is the president.
He is.
Bob Cardinal is the vice president.
Did he ever get that fixed?
No, he didn't.
Oh.
No.
He should. He really should. He should. Tom Younghan's doctor could fix that for him. Where was I here? Wait a minute. You had... What, who are we supposed to say happy birthday to?
Wally.
Wally?
Yep.
Now, that's your fiancé?
Yep, he's 24 today.
When are you getting married?
September 3rd.
This year?
Yep.
Does Wally have a job?
Yeah.
What's he do?
He works in a warehouse. He drives a forklift.
Do you have a job?
Yeah.
Do you make a lot of money?
No.
No?
Kind of.
How long have you known Wally?
For a year.
For 1 year?
Yep.
So it'll be, what, a year and 9 months by the time you get married?
No, it'll be 2 years and 4 months.
2 years and 4 months. Okay, where are you getting married at?
At the Landmark Center, downtown St. Paul.
You are. Who's doing the ceremony?
I don't know yet. A judge.
A judge, okay. Because if you, because Bob, aren't you and I ministers for some church? Didn't we send in for something?
Well, yeah, but...
The church of let's get on with it and have a major league day or something like that.
You guys can do the wedding, that's okay.
We might. What are you having at the reception? What are you serving?
Huh?
Huh?
We're having a DJ.
No, I didn't mean that.
Oh, you're not serving
favorite.
A DJ.
That's my favorite.
That's your favorite?
All right, listen, happy birthday, Wally. What's his last name?
Krause.
Wally Krause is 24.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a major league day.
You too.
You too.
What is your name, by the way?
Shelly.
Shelly?
Yep.
Congratulations on your pending marriage.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Where was I? I'm way off the beaten track here. Hold all the news and all the sports and the weather.
Yeah.
Did we get a forecast, Raj?
No.
From anybody?
No.
Let me tell you what I've got so far. Today's high might be near zero. It's going to be very windy. Wind chills will be, you know, like a problem. There's two below. Wind chill is minus 43. If you have to spend any length of time outdoors, bundle up for crying out loud. Don't be foolish.
It's cold, yep.
It is. Baby, it's cold outside. What am I doing here now? Oh, I'm telling you it's 17 minutes before 7. Breakfast quiz is coming up, plus another item for the WLOL $100,000 scavenger hunt. When
plus.
We say, this is the, yeah, $100,000 scavenger hunt is the one with the $50,000 in real money prize and another $50,000 in real money bonus awards. Not like, you know, we're not giving away toasters or frying pans or that kind of stuff. The real radio station with the real prizes. Get it? WLOL. Plus, I hope that we could have a special guest at about 20 after 7 this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All that coming up.
We're no strangers to love.
Ninety-nine and a half WLOL.
Who is that again?
13 minutes before 7. Rick Astley.
I like that song.
Never Gonna Give You Up. It's a good song, isn't
yes.
it? Yeah. I'm going to play another song, and then we'll have the breakfast quiz. Right. At WLOL. And at 7:10, the WLOL $100,000 scavenger hunt.
There's a story in my eyes. I can't hold it.
Okay, hi, good morning, WLOL, Heinz and Berglund and Roger 2. Does that sound okay? Give me a call back at a quarter after. Okay, gotta go.
What are you doing?
All breakfast quiz. Oh, here's a breakfast quiz jingle. There's a lot of breakfast quiz jingles. We haven't played breakfast quiz jingles for a while. Here, try this one on. This is one of my favorites, too. I like this one. This was Sister Slice.
The greatest radio station in the whole world.
What she said was so dumb.
It was really fun. You guys, I went down the store and I saw all these people and this... Oh, I guess... Yes, I...
Girls,
L-O-L.
Who's your favorite morning tea?
Jack and Bob.
What's your favorite? morning show.
The breakfast quiz.
Tell me how it goes.
It goes like this. Take your morning thinking cap.
Strap on my eye.
Think of trivia answers.
All your eyes.
Just hold in your best cap.
And that's when you'll know.
You've won prizes.
On the Hansberry Show.
Okay, so we need a breakfast quiz joke here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a tragic story. A young Italian immigrant woman just barely scraping by her new life in America.
Uh-huh.
Well, all of that went to heck when she found out that her mother, who had been ill, had suddenly passed away back in Italy, and she was supposed to get home. Well, she couldn't afford an airline ticket, so she goes down to the docks and in somewhat broken English convinces the sailor to allow her to stow away on board. Well, every night, see, the sailor then would bring food and water to her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got to be kind of really close. You know what I mean?
They were making whoopee and stuff?
Yeah. In this place where she was hiding out. But they were falling in love, you know. I mean, like, we're talking red-hot monkey love, you know what I mean? This is like...
It wasn't just raw sex.
No, there was, yes. Okay. Yeah, because I don't think that, you know, there should be one without the other. Even for the sake of a joke.
Yeah.
And I've said that many, many times. But one night after several, you know, weeks on board the ship, the captain happened to be strolling by and hears this commotion from where they're, you know.
Yeah.
And discovers the young woman and the sailor there. Well, the captain, you know, just kind of bursts in on the couple. The woman in tears says, you know, please don't cause no trouble for us. I'm only going to be here until I reach my poor, you know, dying mama in Italia. Mm-hmm. To which the captain replies, lady, this is the Staten Island Ferry. See, the sailor had been, obviously, duped her. That's,
men can be such cads.
Yeah. Men will do that stuff. So... do you have the real breakfast quiz question?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay.
Nip and Tuck were the two pet canaries of what former U.S. president? What former U.S. president had two pet canaries named Nip and Tuck?
Oh, get out. You're...
No.
And is this where this whole saying came from then, originated?
I don't think so.
Oh. All right, if you knew the answer to that, you'd call 989-2299.
It would be worthy of prizes and like
oh,
that.
Oh, gosh, all fish hooks. Yes, oh. Yes. Yeah. Hey, in the meantime, why don't you and I get a commercial in for our friends at cable TV? Okay? Where we always advise people to dial 1-800-TV-CABLE.
No matter where you live.
Right.
Simple as that.
Here's an idea. You want to watch something? Oh, you know what? I'm looking forward to this. The 9th Annual ACE Awards, which stands for the Awards for Cable Excellence. So
John,
it's kind of like saying...
Those were last night.
I know. That's why I'm asking. I missed it, but fortunately I have tape. So let me get to this, okay? This was on last night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch?
No.
The 9th Annual ACE Awards, which I love the title because it stands for the Awards for Cable Excellence Awards.
Garrison Keillor got one.
Did he?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Anyway, that was one of the things that was on cable. Now, tonight, you're sitting back watching cable when the rest of America is listening to the presidential thing. This way, what you can do is tape that and go back to it. You get it?
Sure can.
Then you can still watch some of your favorite shows.
You know what's going to be interesting, I think? Tomorrow night on A&E, that's the Arts and Entertainment
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
George C. Scott narrates the story of Vince Lombardi.
That should be neat. You could be wired by then in time to see that.
Probably could.
Arts and entertainment is one of the things that comes free with cable, too, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. 1-800-TV-CABLE. That's not like a premium you pay for. You just get that. 1-800-TV-CABLE. Tell them Heinz and Berglund told you to call.
But if you want something, if you do want some premium channels...
What?
When you get hooked up.
Yeah.
HBO last night took top honors.
With the...
the Ace Awards.
Oh, okay. 1-800-TV-CABLE. Tell them it was our idea.
We've seen a lot together, shared along the way. We've got so much in common, more than words can say. Through fair and stormy weather, together we've come through. Your friends at Norwest Banks are proud to be with you.
Members FDIC.
So I turn around and this gorgeous guy comes up to me and he says, like, hey, babe, what's your sign? And I say, sneezes. I think he was a little blown away by my answer, so I elaborated. That's the sign that there's a cold in my future. And I informed him, at the first sign of a cold, I take Coracetin cold tablets, the one with just the right ingredients to get the signs of a little cold before it becomes a big deal. Then I ask him his sign. You know what he says? Taurus. And I say, I don't think you can take Coracetin to cure that.
Coracetin. At the first sign of a cold, use only as directed.
The WLOL Jamaican Escape will help you get away from the long, cold winter and onto a warm, sandy beach in Ocho Rios, Jamaica. You'll fly courtesy of ITA, the only non-stop 747s to Jamaica, and stay at the deluxe Shaw Park Beach Hotel on Cutlass Bay. Jamaica! Just listen to Heinz and Berglund tomorrow morning for more details, and then start planning your Jamaican escape.
Oh, hi. Good morning, WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul. We got a breakfast quiz winner.
Who was that?
Dick Roderick.
Knew that Nip...
Dick from West St. Paul.
Knew that Nip and Tuck were the pet canaries of Calvin Coolidge.
Yeah, and nice prizes. For knowing that, a genuine leather carry-on luggage bag. That's nice. That's from us. From Miller Lite, a pair of tickets to go see the Minnesota North Stars play the St. Louis Blues at the Met Center. Wednesday, February 3rd. Are we mailing the tickets out to him?
I guess so.
That way he'll have time to give them away, right? And a $30 gift certificate for dinner. Whoa, that's nice. At the Heartthrob.
Oh, good.
And St. Paul, the St. Paul Center?
Mm-hmm.
That should be a nice, that's a very nice prize. Well, you could maybe go to the game and stop by the Heartthrob for dinner first. Heartthrob Cafe in downtown St. Paul. It's a minute after 7. I already said the WLOL Minneapolis St. Paul thing. It's time for the 7 o'clock or so news.
One aide calls President Reagan's State of the Union message a last hurrah. But White House staffers say Reagan's speech tonight, 8 o'clock our time, will not show he's a lame duck president. Presidential aides say Reagan will review his unfinished agenda and urge Congress to get to work on it. Wall Street investors hope the last session's closing rally picks up right where it left off. The stock market posted its biggest gain of the week on Friday, gaining 24.20 points to close at 1,903.51. Buckingham Palace officials say Prince Andrew and his wife, the former Sarah Ferguson, are expecting a baby in August.
How did that happen?
Today's announcement confirms weeks of speculation that the 27-year-old red-haired Duchess of York was pregnant. It can be dangerous to fall asleep on a toilet seat.
Oh?
38-year-old Eddie Nagels found that out at a club in North Belgium. Friends, who thought he was taking an awfully long time in the can, found him dozing on duty in a stall locked from the inside. His friend, Theodore Boss, decided to spring him by blowing out the lock with his Colt 45. Whoa. Unfortunately, the two bullets missed the lock. Eddie is recovering from two bullet wounds in the stomach.
dare say, though, that it woke him up.
It woke him up, yes.
Sure. Nothing like having that bullet ringing around in the bathroom stall and entering your stomach to kind of snap you back to reality.
Well, real accident, that's
for sure. Sure. That would cut short a lot.
So don't fall asleep in the bathroom.
And I have made that my motto. I don't even read in there. I've never understood that. It's like, come on. Of course, I had 7 brothers and sisters, so... And there was 1 bathroom. Nobody's going to stop and take any time to read in there. I mean, my parents, when they decorated, made sure that the wallpaper didn't even have any writing on it. Because it's like, get in! Get out! Let's go! Come on! Come on!
Grandma, but you're so boring. There's nothing to do. I don't like it.
You'd find plenty to do if you just use your head like the smart folks at Mills Fleet Farm who thought of all them nice cold weather saving specials.
But what can I do?
I'll tell you what you can do. Get some Formby's Furniture Refinisher from Fleet Farm and go to work on my antiques. Formby's cuts right through old coatings, restoring the natural beauty of the wood. 32 ounces, just $5.99.
But I don't know if I'll like that.
Then how do you like this? Clean out all my closets. Use a Costco 2-step folding step stool and get at the tops. It folds easily for storage.
Okay, good, thanks. Scott Combs has traffic stuff. Scott, go ahead.
Thanks, Barry.
John?
Thanks, thank you for that, too, as well, John. Yeesh. This traffic update brought to you by your Goodyear Certified Auto Service retailer. I got to rewind the tape. In any case, we've got some problems cropping up on the system. An accident, nobody hurt. Crosstown eastbound just past Portland, though traffic is beginning to back up in that area. 494 westbound over the Wacoota Bridge in St. Paul. Stall blocking on the bridge. State Patrol is headed to the scene to clear that out. 694 eastbound at the East Junction with 35 East. Spin out in the ditch. State Patrol is on the scene. They're calling for tow trucks and such. Down south at Cedar Avenue northbound, 35E to past the River Bridge, well past the River Bridge. Very heavy slow-and-go volume congestion. And in St. Paul for volume congestion, we've got 94 westbound Earl to Marion and 35E southbound Maryland to the 10th Street exit. Both stretches, heavy, very slow traffic moving along. Plan for some extra time this morning and watch out for black ice phenomenon where the exhaust freezes to the roadway. This is when it begins. Have your oil change, lube, and filter replacement done by experts. See your participating Minneapolis St. Paul Goodyear retailer for Goodyear Certified Auto Service. Get good care for your car. Scott Combs, Metro Traffic Control.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I think the ironic thing is that the Minneapolis paper associated, you know, I'm talking about Star Tribune, newspaper of the Twin Cities.
Has the St. Paul snow emergency information correct?
Really?
Yeah, and the St. Paul paper, the SPPPD...
Has it backwards.
Has it backwards.
Let's get together on this!
Okay. Could call each other.
There we go.
All right.
Thank you.
See ya.
Talk to you soon. 3 degrees below zero now. Sports stuff, Bob?
The Strikers... lost to the Sidekicks 6-3 yesterday in Dallas. They will play at the Met Center tomorrow night. Same two teams.
Okay.
The North Stars won at Philadelphia last night, beating the Flyers 5-3.
Bob Brook. Beginning their drive to the Stanley Cup.
Could well be.
Well, if the playoffs were... Let's see, would they be
well,
in...
they're not in last place, so...
Oh, so if the playoffs were held today, they'd be in.
Sure.
Neat.
Bob Brook fired a 35-foot shot into an open net. And gave the Stars an end to a 9.5-year winless streak in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And the Rockford Lightning of the Continental Basketball Association will take a look at possibly the world's tallest basketball player. 7'8", Orang Zeb of Pakistan, will work out today for Coach Charlie Rosen. Rockford general manager David Abrams says Zeb's manager first called the Boston Celtics, but they told him the 19-year-old was too young. Zeb also was rejected by the Albany Patroons of the CBA before calling Rockford. 7'8".
Well, say.
Weather. Sunny, windy, and cold today with a high of 0. Cold tonight, down to 15 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 10 above. At 9 after 7, the real temperature is 3 below 0. The wind chill is 46 below 0.
Well, that's excellent, Bob.
Okay.
Oh, the WLOL.
$100,000 scavenger hunt continues. I have somewhere here, let me just see where I put it. This is an item, the next item for the $50,000.
And it should be easy.
Oh, yeah, this should be easy to find. Even I have one of these.
I do, too.
Okay. It's 10 after now, right? Or close enough to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the item, the next item, item number 6 of 20 items in all for $50,000 in cash. And this is easy. Any photograph of the 1986 St. Paul Winter Carnival Ice Castle.
1986.
The Ice Castle from 1986. Any photograph at all. Okay?
No copies of photos, but...
It could be a photo that you took, or a photo that was you took out of a newspaper or a magazine. You just can't copy the photo. We just want to, you know, any photo at all. That would be a photo if it appeared in the thing. And then coming up in about a half an hour, another item, bonus item, for $3,000 from WLOL. Okay?
Good.
It's easy. Another bonus item for $3,000 from WLOL. That's in a half an hour from now. The station this is the all money $100,000 scavenger hunt. Oh, hi. Good morning. WLOL. Hi. What did you say? You missed the item?
I did.
You came in just at the end of it? Okay.
It was a photo.
It is a photo, any photo, of the 1986 St. Paul Winter Carnival Ice Castle.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It could be a photo from a magazine, or a photograph that you took, or a photo that it ran in the newspaper, or a photo from a postcard. It just can't be a copy of the photo. You know, like you put it in a copier and make a copy of it.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hi, good morning, WLOL. What was your question?
I was wondering when you're going to recap the items from all the items.
Okay. The items are recapped every weekday, like tonight, at 10 after 5 with Dr. Dave.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, I think he lists them, beginning with number 1. I listened to him recapping the first 5 last Friday, but he recaps them tonight. 10 after 5, Dr. Dave will have everything. Items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and of course today, item 6.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, have a good morning.
Thanks, you too.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, you know, too, that the bonus items that we mentioned are not part of the 20 for the WLOL $100,000 scavenger hunt.
You don't have to save those.
No. No, you don't have to hang on to those at all. Okay? I just thought I'd throw that in. 3 degrees below zero. And wind chill of minus 46, bundle up. You're busted. Here's an extra commercial. It doesn't belong in there. Oops, sorry. Hi, good morning, WLOL. John Hines and Bob Berglund and Rob.
Are you okay?
My stuff is falling over. God darn it. Hold on, all my stuff.
You stack your stuff way too high.
Well, I try to get it. It's part of being organized, Bob. It's one of the things that has helped the show run as smoothly as it has and to become the number one show with people who listen to it. Bar none.
That's safe.
Yes.
Get your registration now for U.S. Women Fitness's Workout America. Workout America will be Sunday, February 7th at the Hyatt Regency Hotel from noon till 2. Hi, this is Denny Schaefer. Last year, Workout America drew 600 participants and raised $45,000 for muscular dystrophy. This year's goal is even higher, and I'll be out there huffing and puffing along with the best of them. If I can do it, so can you. Workout America, Sunday, February 7th, noon till 2. Sponsored by Arby's Restaurants and Yo Fruit Frozen Yogurt. For more details, call U.S. Women Fitness.
Hey, does your car hesitate and even stall because of clogged fuel injectors? Well, I'm blowing the whistle on them with Texaco gasolines. Only Texaco contains Petrox. It's a powerful detergent that helps clean clogged injectors and keeps them clean as a whistle. Use Texaco's super unleaded gasoline, and its higher octane helps knock out the knocks that can rob power. Texaco with Petrock detergent, clean as a whistle.
When you're looking for quality, dependable products for your car, look for the Texaco Star at the many retailers and distributors of Texaco products serving you in the Twin Cities metro area and throughout Minnesota. Your Texaco retailers serving the Twin Cities metro area are supplied by Kelly Fuels, Bloomington, Kish Oil, Maple Grove, and Yoakum Oil Company of St. Paul, distributors of Texaco products.
Oh, hi, good morning, WLOL. I'm looking for this thing here. It's time now.
WLOL presents Hines and Berglund's 7:15
or so.
Special event.
What's that?
What is it?
It's. Well, it's nothing really.
Ta-da! And you know what tonight is, right?
It's Monday.
No, I mean more than that. It's the State of the Union.
So, oh, yes.
Hold on a minute. Let me just see if I happen to have with us this morning. Hello, good morning, Mr. President.
Hello.
President of the United States.
Good morning, sir.
Ronald Reagan. Good morning. Yeah, hi, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And welcome to the radio.
Thank you.
Say.
Yes?
We're wondering if we can get from you a preview of sorts on the State of the Union address.
No.
Can you tell us about what subjects you'll be touching on?
No, not really.
Why did you agree to this call then, sir?
I just figured that you could use some sort of a bit here to waste some time.
That's...
Of course, that's just a joke.
I see.
One of the things I'll be explaining tonight is inflation.
Oh! That's good.
Well, you know, inflation, it makes balloons bigger and candy bars smaller.
I see. That...
Well, you know, it's sort of like when I'm in a traffic jam. I know I'm part of the problem, but I just don't know what to do about it.
Well, that does work out well.
Appreciate your honesty.
Yeah. Say, excuse me, Mr. President.
Yes.
Bob and I were talking about this earlier this morning. Why is it that the tonight is the scheduled night for the State of the Union address?
Well, first of all, I wanted to make it on a night when moonlighting wasn't on.
That's good.
And I also wanted to speak to the American people before the primaries. That's when the voters go to the polls and they try to separate the presidential aspirants from the half aspirants.
I get it. Here's another quick question for you, what kind of goals or plans do you have for 88?
Really, I don't care, because I've less than a year to go, but...
You'll be out of here then.
Right, now that you mention it, it reminds me of a story. Back when I was a boy, living on a small dairy farm in Wisconsin...
Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
Excuse me, sir. You never lived on a dairy farm in Wisconsin?
Well, work with me here, all right?
Go along.
Okay.
I was a boy growing up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin, and, I remember my father used to wake all 8 of us up every morning, all of us kids, at about 5 a.m., and, we'd go on out and milk the cows, and, that's what I call pulling together. That's what this country needs to do. We just need to pull together.
Yes, sir.
But, I'll tell you, fellas, I got to go. I've got some stuff to do here. I've got to color in the pictures that I drew in the margins of tonight's speech.
Okay.
So, if I say anything important tonight, I'll call you back tomorrow.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Okay.
You have a good morning, sir.
All right.
Good luck tonight.
All right.
Don't screw up.
Well, I hope not.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That's the president.
It's scary.
When I grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin.
All eight of us.
Oh, God. 26 minutes after,
Seven.
Seven, I guess.
Yeah, what the heck. Might as well be. And a good song. This is Patrick Swayze. And She's Like the Wind.
She's like the wind.
Okay, oh, hi. It's 7:30, WLOL. Bob's going to have some news headlines, is that correct?
Yeah.
And Tom Ryder with some sports conversation coming up right behind you on that. So stay right where you are.
It's hard to say when it all started. I was losing sleep and didn't feel like eating and finally
I lost interest in all the things I used to care
really
about.
Really didn't matter.
I couldn't ever feel any better. I was depressed.
The news came over me every day. It was tearing me apart.
It changed the way I looked at
everything. And I thought everyone would be better. When life's problems become bigger than life, the result is often depression, a misunderstood disease with many symptoms. There may be sleeplessness or loss of appetite, anxiety, confusion, or hopelessness. And if it goes untreated, it can even be fatal. Do something about it. Call the Golden Valley Health Center for answers and treatment. Things can get better if you get help.
I'm my old self again.
My life's really changed.
You can reach the Golden Valley Health Center at 612-588-2771. That's 588-2771. Golden Valley Health Center. Nobody cares the way we do.
I got a different kind of face. A different kind of smile.
At Pearl Vision Center, we find out what makes you different. That's what makes us different. And no matter how different you are, our frame selection is just your style. You'll find quality frames by Halston, Bill Blass, Carrera, Evan Picone, and more. You'll also find eyewear consultants who know what's right for you. Because nobody cares for eyes more than Pearl.
A different kind of grace, I go with my own face. I got a different kind of style.
Visit any of the 16 convenient Twin City Pearl Vision Center locations. Providers for PHP and Aware Gold.
Okay, close enough for government work. Bob, go ahead and launch into the 7:32 news headlines.
A blizzard brought traffic to a halt in northwestern Minnesota last night. National Guardsmen had to go searching for stranded drivers. An ambulance crew was stuck in a snowdrift after treating a patient in a rural home. Dallas police say they may file murder charges against people who yelled, "Shoot him!" at a vagrant on Saturday. The vagrant killed a police officer with his own gun and then was shot to death by police.
I read that.
That was a terrible story.
Gee.
An Eastern Airlines L-1011 jetliner lost cabin pressure yesterday and made an unscheduled landing in Tampa, Florida. None of the 272 passengers and 12 crew members was hurt. In John Fortuna, Minneapolis caught a 5-pound, 9.5-ounce northern yesterday in a fishing contest on Forest Lake. That was good enough for him to win a $15,000 van.
Did I tell you what I saw last night?
Richard Nelson of Roseville came in second, winning a boat, motor, and trailer for a 3.5-pound northern.
Did I tell you what I saw last night?
No.
I was at Jimmy's. You know where Jimmy's is? Jimmy's Liquor Bar?
Yeah.
On 37th and Minnehaha?
Mm-hmm.
Guy in there, and I don't know why he had it in there with him.
Caught a northern?
Well, he had it with him in there.
In Jimmy's?
No. Yeah, he brought it in with him. 15-pound northern. No. And it didn't look like it had been speared. You know? I mean, normally that'd be the... I mean, this thing looked like it was like, whoa, gross. Get a club and hit it a good one. But that's the kind... You run into people like that at Jimmy's. Hold on a second. Here's Tom Ryder. Hi, Tom.
How you doing, John?
Good.
What was the fish drinking last night?
No, the fish was on the floor.
Oh, well, they had to
wait. Apparently, he'd been there for quite some time.
Yes, right. We have to keep that thing out of that bar.
No, I was standing there waiting to...
Drinks like a fish.
Oh, good one.
I was standing there waiting for the waitress, the bartender, to wait on me. And the guy across the bar is hollering, look at this! And he reaches down, and I didn't know what he was going to pull up, but he pulls up, look at the size of this, he yells, as he's reaching down from under the bar. And of course, I'm getting nervous. And he pulls up this 15-pound Northern.
Now, this is a true story.
This was in the bar last night.
All right, Bob, we'll believe this, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's a nice spot.
I'm biting.
Where'd he catch it?
I wasn't going to get into a conversation with a guy holding a 15-pound Northern on the other side of the bar.
If I wanted
to talk to somebody with a fish, I could have talked to the guy next to me. Yeah,
if you want to talk to somebody with a fish, it's not going to be me, that's for sure. I don't even know what they look like.
How did you do with the bear thing?
That was kind of neat. Went to the sports show, the sportsman show at the Civic Center.
Oh, and you wrestled Samson the Bear.
No, I didn't wrestle. No, I've gotten smarter than that over the years. But it's always amusing that they will get some really pretty big strapping people out of the audience, and they think they can handle this thing. And Samson weighs about 750 pounds, except Saturday night, the unexpected happened. Samson had an accident on stage, and no one wanted to come up. But at any rate, I wasn't there for that one, but I heard the details. Oh, it was good. The show's a great show.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Well, I know, especially at this hour of the morning. You know, but at any rate, it did happen, and I report the facts. Only the facts. Hey, you were talking about the airplane down at Tampa. This is had some problems. This is a true story going down to cover the Vikings last week. And we had an hour and a half delay because the flight was late out of Fargo, which we could understand, in a snowstorm. And then we had another 2.5-hour delay because of equipment problems. And finally, the pilot came over to me, really a nice guy, and he said, you know, no one can blame me for not wanting to fly that other plane. I said, why is that? He said, well, they said I could fly it but keep it at 20,000 feet, but above 20,000 feet, it does strange things. So I said, no, you made the right decision.
Yeah, people complain about delays. If it was the choice of flying a broken one or waiting, I'd wait.
Even though we checked in at 4 a.m. at our hotel in Tampa, I could never fault the decision. It was a good decision. Hey, how about those NARSTARS?
Yeah.
Can you
first
believe
win
it?
In almost 10 years at Philadelphia's Spectrum.
Well, I don't want to say too much about that. I'm liable to jinx them. Super Bowl hype begins today. Get ready. It's most professional
reporters.
Well,
so does the North Star drive to the playoffs.
Well, okay, yeah. Well, hey, right now, John, right now.
They're in.
They'd be in the playoffs.
Sure. Right.
So I'm not worried. Stanley Cup, this could be it. We could be the whole thing, another miracle. But at any rate, you go out to the San Diego, the reporters, they literally have hundreds of reporters who've... And most have never seen a football game. That's the thing that really gets you. It's sort of like a primer in football, football 101, and they'll ask, and I really feel sorry for John Elway because he's a very shy guy, believe it or not. He will be the most sought-after guy in the whole thing, and everybody will be asking him, well, how come you throw right-handed? Or how come you picked football over baseball? And do you like your dad? And things like that. But but it's going to be interesting, all the hype and everything. And you know what's really kind of sad? The Vikings... they could have won this thing. Either Cleveland or Denver, they could have matched up very well against either team. But maybe next year. Maybe next year.
What a great attitude.
You ever been to a Super Bowl?
Me? No.
No.
But I've seen them on TV.
They're fun. They're okay.
I mean, don't assume that if they were in it that I would be able to go either.
Well, they're different because all the marbles are there, and if you lose, why, the whole season's down the tubes. But I don't know, it's all the hoopla that I really can't handle. But on Friday, I'm going to have my fearless prediction.
Okay.
And the
will you share that with us on Friday morning?
Yes, I will. I will save that. There will be no place else but right here.
Are you sure you want to go ahead and spend that, even during sweeps like this?
Oh, I will.
Okay.
I will, because the people at the station said, hey, forget it, use it on LOL.
You don't know, and we don't care.
At any rate, that's why I am the foggiest. All I know, the teams are playing, right?
There you go.
Hey, February 28th, we don't actually have a formal basketball team. We made our debut Saturday night at Mount Westonka High School before a group of faculty. Wonderful people out there, and they let us win. I know that. If they had played their best five, we would have been down by 30. But now we have bitten off more than we're going to possibly be able to chew. We're playing the Vikings. Two games, not one, but two. At 2 and 7 p.m. February 28th at the Met before the Globetrotters game. And I want you guys to think about joining our squad. Everybody down there at LOL, you're all invited.
Oh, the 28th.
Hey, dancing Denny Schaefer might be a good bet.
Sure.
Well,
yes.
Even if he can just...
run and gun DS. Okay. He could be the guy.
Well, just think about it, because we would like to include WLOL, our sister station, and have you be a part of what we're doing down there.
We're on vacation, Tom, so...
Oh, are we?
In that bad knee, right?
Darn it.
Oh, we're going to be out of town, Tom. Sorry, but thanks for asking. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you Friday morning. Have a good week.
Okay. I'll have the big prediction
okay.
on Friday.
You got it.
Okay, gang.
We'll talk to you then.
See you later.
Thanks, pal.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.